Welcome to Shomar Shon and Daf. Your sponsor, Lo Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shalom, Le'abas Yitzchok, Rufus Levi Ben Nechama, Bator Shaykh Le'Yisrael. We're holding a new mod, Daf Yutes. The Gemara Amud Beis, at the beginning of the page, brings that the Beis Din would make a shvua to the Kohen Gadol that he should not do what the Tzdukim do in Yom Kippurim, which means Shlo Yisakani Bachutz V'Yachnis. He should not appear the Ketoris and let the cloud of smoke come up outside of Kodesh Kodashim. He should do it only inside Kodesh Kodashim. And that's what they did a special shvua for him. And the war continues, it was a story with the Tzduki, that's what he did. He was a Kohen Gadol, and he did the Ketoris period outside, and he went inside, and he was very, very happy. His father warned him, but he said, I wanted to do it because of the Pasuk. And according to the second Shita in the Gemara, what happened was a Malach came and hit him with his leg, and they found a footprint of a regel egel, of a calf, on the shoulders of this kohen, because the malachim have a reglem regel ishara, kaf reglem, kaf regel egel. And on the second part, the Torah Yisshonim asks, in the name of the Yerushalmi, that the klal is, kol adam lo yeh bo el moed, nobody can be in el moed when the kohen gadol goes to the kodesh kadashim, kol adam, including even a malach, cannot be in Oil Moed. So the Yerushalmi asks, how can it be that a Malach was with his Duki? The Yerushalmi answers that because he didn't do it right, that's why a Malach was there. So they explain this Gemara and the connection of this whole Gemara. It seems to be as follows. We know whenever the Tzdukim argued with Chachamim, their main argument was, what is the power of an Adam, of a human being? Chachamim, Rabbanan, Teresh Baal Peh, believes that an Adam, a human being, has the power to create Torah, has the power to be Mechadish Torah, has the power to be have the free will to do and create and achieve this world. The Tzdukim, on the other hand, they don't believe in Teresh Baal Peh. They don't believe in the achievement of human beings. They believe that everything is Hashem, and we don't really do anything. There's no power, there's no koyach to Chachamim to create a Torah. It's only what happens from Hashem. That's what the Mefarshim wants to explain. Whenever there's a discussion between Chachamim and Tzdukim, Chachamim had to prove the Tzdukim wrong, it's always regarding this concept. So here it seems to be as follows. What is this argument? Do you have to prepare the Ketoris outside or only when you go inside? So it seems, and I saw one sefer saying in a similar way, that the idea is as follows. The Tzdukim said, we don't have any power. A human being cannot go into Kodesh Kodashim. Human being as human being, you basically don't have any operation, any achievement here in the world. It's everything coming from Hashem. So before you go into Kodesh Kodashim, you have to have the Ketoris, you have to have the unknown, you have to have the cloud. You have to be completely covered and concealed, and only then you can go and see, go into Kodesh Kodashim. Chachamim say no. Outside of this world, we achieve everything. Here is the world of human being. Here's where Adam has to accomplish through his Torah. Kodesh Kadashim is one place when you go in, that is a place which is a Kodesh Bochodik place, is not your place. So once you go in, that's what you have to do in Anon, say Chachamim. You have to be covered once you go in, but until you get in, it's your Olam, it's your world. The Tzdukim say no. Even outside, even before you go into Kodesh Kadashim, you already need to be covered with a cloud. You're ready, you do not really accomplish anything. That's the argument between the Tzdukim and Chachamim on this regard. And Mimele, this is what's going on over here. The argument is, really, how powerful is an Adam? Tzduki says, not really powerful. And the Chachamim say, he's so powerful, he can achieve going into Kodesh Kadashim. Once he goes in there, he has to cover himself. But until there, he's so powerful. And this really goes down to a discussion. Who's greater? The Veshachayim speaks about it. Who's greater, a human being or a Malach? And one hand, you see, a Malach is so Kodesh, is so holy. On the other hand, a human being can accomplish. Says Nefesh HaChaim, really, a human being starts, his starting point is below a Malach. But what he achieves and what he accomplishes in his life, he can be more than a Malach. The Tzdukim say, you're always less than a Malach because you never achieve anything. Chachoyim feel, no, you could achieve through your Maisim. So Yimele, going back to the Yerushalmi says, it says in the Pasuk, Kol Odom Lo Yebo El Moed, the Kohen Gadol goes to El Moed, even a Malach cannot be here. That is the ultimate revelation that a human being is greater than a Malach. He could go into a place that a Malach cannot go into.
But the tzedukim don't believe in that.
That's the basis of the argument. You have to be covered with smoke before you go in or not.
So mainly by the tzedukim, there is a malach over there that punishes him. Because you believe that you're not greater than a malach. So a malach will be there. A malach will punish you. And the malach punished him with a kaf regel egel, with a foot of a calf. The Meiri explains over here, that reminds us of chet egel. And the oimek, what he says, according to what we're learning, is what was chet egel? Chet egel is Amshul did not believe in themselves. They felt they cannot connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without having an intermediate, without having Moshe Rabbeinu. Not Moshe Rabbeinu, they need an egel. So they lowered the Tzuras Adam. This is a discussion over here. This Tzuki went inside with a cloud, not believing himself. He was punished with a malach, lowering the koyach of the Adam. This is the answer to the Yerushalmi. That's what the Yerushalmi means, that for a person like this, the malach does come in. The message of the malach is a kaf regel egel, meaning the footprint of a calf to show chet egel. That was the same problem. People didn't believe in themselves, didn't believe in the koyach of the Adam. That's what brings to Tzdukim, that's what brings to the malach coming to Kodesh Kadoshim, because the Adam is so much greater than that. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.